Blackstone presents New and Selected Stories by Cristina Rivera Garza. Translated by Sarah Booker, with Lisa Dillman, Francisca Gonzalez Arias, Alex Ross, and Cristina Rivera Garza. This book is read by Frankie Corzo, Jane Oppenheimer, Kirsten Potter, Stacy Glemboski, Tom Rivera, Natasha Sudek, and Timothy Andres Pabon.
Introduction. Ricardo Piglia, the Argentinian novelist and essayist, famously claimed that a short story always tells two stories. The two are intertwined, nested into each other's interstices. A visible story hides a secret tale, he writes. The enigma is nothing other than a story which is told in an enigmatic way. Nothing more, nothing less. The short story is the name we have chosen to describe the production of the cultural and social space in which something hidden becomes visible, and therefore shared, but still as a secret. I have reflected on Piglia's provocations quite a bit over the years. At the very least, they have helped me read and revise and rearrange the stories compiled in this volume. To be sure, Piglia had not published his theses on the short story back when I was writing La Guerra No Importa in the mid-1980s, and I was much too young, much too eager to type on my old Lettera 33, to pause and consider the possibility that the secret was the key to the form of the story. Yet, in my own way, as I strove to get my bearings in a sprawling city in the throes of economic disaster and authoritarian rule, I was thinking of nothing else. The short story allowed me to approach matters that were unintelligible to me, and that's why I felt strangely attracted to them, without betraying their depth and complexity, even their improbability. Approach is the right term here. I saw myself less as someone who explored an issue, and more as the person who, hesitantly, in partial darkness, grew physically and emotionally closer to matters otherwise deadly or dangerous. I never felt compelled, I have to admit, to unveil a secret or deliver a message, essentially because I seldom came out of a short story feeling I had a complete or even a more thorough understanding of what just happened. Instead, after every ending, I was nagged by the uncanny sensation that I had been close to something I could never fully grasp. That was enough, I told myself. Even more.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?